cliffcentral.com. That's the new ad lib that's coming into the hip hop game.
Like a bird.
I feel like Birdman already brought that in. Or not even just Birdman, who's this young thug?
Hey, at a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5.
That cannot be.
What up, world? You are listening to The Worst Guys. It is Mark Mdluli hanging out with Rea Betusasele.
Wake up.
We are The Worst Guys.
Of course.
Doing it in the worst way on a Wednesday.
And this is the best show
in the world. Yeah, man. We're going to have such a dope time today. We're having a fun conversation about summertime, because you know, summertime, there's always shenanigans that go down. You know, summertime is usually wrapped in debauchery, but we want to find out what is the limit. Is there a limit to this fun times that we like having in December? Because, man, the other thing about it is people die, dude. Like,
yeah.
December's a real thing, bruh. You know, people are too focused on having fun. But obviously, this is the time that we release the pressures of the workplace. We release the pressures of our relationships.
So, are you speaking for yourself, or are you speaking for the masses?
I can only speak for myself.
Oh, okay, so you have pressure.
No, not currently. I haven't had pressure in a while, if I'm being honest.
It must be lit having pressure, but you're single that time. But I don't know how that happens. Too many worst things happening in your life.
Hey, there's people out here, they're watching. They're trying to grab a slice. Hey. But you don't just give the cake away for free, nigga. Yeah. Because, you know what, I've come to the conclusion, if you don't fucks with me now, if you don't fucks with us now, you can never. If I don't have your number on WhatsApp saved, it's too late.
If you don't fucks with the worst guys now, right now,
you will never fucks with us.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm out here dodging. That's what I'm trying to do, because I'm sick and tired of the games. there really are so many games out here. But, you know, this is something we were talking about yesterday. A lot of people are telling me I'm too young to have this mentality.
Of
saying, like, okay, I'm ready for my soulmate now. You know, like, I'm tired of the games. Come on, wherever you are, soulmate.
So when is the right time to actually find the soulmate?
Hey, now must I be 35? Mm. Nah, B, can I start now?
All I know is that there are particular seasons where you shouldn't be trying to find your soulmate.
Oh, are you saying December is one of them?
December is one of them. You know, spring, no, September, that's another one of them. Winter is another one of them. Because, I mean, people enter those seasons, you know. The kind of season that you want to find love in is like February.
Dude, the only season you lift up there was autumn. Is autumn the only season for love now? Because
no, autumn is one of those love seasons, and
it is,
and February. Yeah. I mean, like, if I have to date back to when my parents actually, you know, conceived me, you know, they were making love, they were doing the damn thing in February, and that's why I was made of love. You know, I was made, you know, in the light of God.
Yeah,
you know,
because it happened at the right time.
That's why I got so much love to give to the world.
Yeah, I think all the fraud people, they were born from December 6th.
You know?
That's the problem. Your parents weren't focused on love. They were focused on lust. And that's why you fucking heckle comedians at a show. You need attention. Calm down. Relax yourself. Find some love in autumn, baby. Yeah, so December's not the time to do it. But what do you do in December then? What is the vibe? What are we going for? Why is it such that people just like to let loose? Is it because of the pressures of the year?
No, there is no such thing as the pressures of the year.
Okay.
There's no such thing as stress as well. You make your own life stressful. I mean, if you've got pressure in your relationship, then leave that man. Leave that woman. All right? Free yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for December.
Now you want to be a savage in December. You were a savage during the rest of the year, but now you blame, Mariki December, boss.
And there's this thing, apparently people just vanish. during December. Like, they'll go away for 48 hours or a week, whatever the case may be. I'm like, ah, no, babe, I was on holiday, you know, Kruger. There was no internet connection.
Hey,
don't lie. It's 2017. There's internet connection everywhere.
Okay.
I can't wait until we shoot that Wi-Fi spot satellite into the sky so nobody has that excuse anymore.
Dude, we need to patent that idea.
Right now. Right now. I wish there was a way to do it like right now, because we are going to shoot a Wi-Fi satellite in the sky that's going to make the whole world a Wi-Fi spot.
We actually need to make a show about that, trademarking and copywriting and ownership of your own intellectual property.
Because people steal shit out here.
Hey, man, too much theft going on.
And I'm scared we're going to get gut.
No, never that.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I feel you. But honestly, this Wi-Fi spot, I still don't know why it's not a thing. I guess people trying to keep the money to themselves. Greedy capitalists. But anyway, I really do believe in that idea, because internet is a human right.
True.
It really, really is.
True.
And I wanna see you last seen at the Kruger Park at this time. So there's no lies. There's no lies in this game. Just while we're on that, how do you feel about people who leave their blue ticks gray?
What do you mean?
On WhatsApp.
So that switched that notification off.
Yeah.
I did that, but I was being a savage back then. So, online.
So it's these December boss cats, those type of people who are doing that, savages.
Yeah, dude. I mean, and the thing is, I got called out so nicely even.
Why?
You know, I can't mention names.
Okay,
now.
Okay. Hey, yeah, you got called
you're
out.
You're also trying to get me in difficult situations. I'm not trying to be single in December.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
No, I mean, like, there's certain signs that can tell whether a man is going to be a... I can only speak from a male's point of view, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain telltale signs that, you know, ladies, you should be aware of if your man's going to be a savage during December. Number one, first on... Okay, I won't... In no specific order, all right?
Mm-hmm.
WhatsApp notifications off, all right?
Bad man.
All right. Number two, phone faced down. If your man puts his phone face down on silent or on flight mode while he's with you, he's not trying to have side bay or the actual main bay.
But I can tell you something about that. Women don't give a shit. A woman will go through your phone immediately.
Hey, man. Like, that's why you have to be so clean as a whistle.
Yeah. You have to be.
Hey.
Not even trying to hide it somewhere in a dope where you will get got. I think women are the best social media investigators or online investigators. If she wants to find out something about what you're doing, she'll find out.
Yeah, no.
They're really, really good at it.
Yeah, but here's my thing with that as well. If you're looking for something, you're going to find it.
Ah, true. But I won't lie. Like, I'd be open with sharing my phone with her, with my lady.
Yeah.
Like, there really is nothing for me to hide. As long as she knows the porn I like to watch, she might encounter a couple of videos here and there. That's cool. I mean, like, I ain't jerking off to you every day. You know, it's nice. I do jerk off to my girl sometimes, you know. You know when you have that lit sex?
Yeah.
You're like, yo, that one. And then your boy, he's with you on that.
This is just a side note. I digress. I love digressing. But we can always come back to the main conversation at hand.
Holla.
All right. This is something I've been wanting to address for a while. People seem to think that I'm greedy or like I have like unnecessary needs. Is it just... Am I the only one who sometimes after sex, you know, you get home and you still want to knock one out the park? I can't be the only one. I know I'm not the only one.
Well, I will call myself in that category. Man, sex wears me out, dog. I'm one of those niggas who...
I think you just don't have endurance. Yeah, when I'm in the gym 24-7, 365. You out here just making people laugh. Of course you're not going to have endurance, my boy.
Yeah. No, you see, that's my thing. That's my speciality. You see, yours is endurance. Me, I make you wet from your laughter. You see, that's where I
get you.
That's
the foreplay.
Yeah, that's the foreplay. You just... as soon as you... You know it's dripping downstairs as well, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. I don't experience that. I feel like afterwards, I can hold some... All right,
gents, please do hit us up on all social media platforms. Hear it from Malcolm Dooley himself.
Yeah. You can hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys. On Instagram, with the worst guys. On Facebook, with @_worstguys. Just search the worst guys. We're the ones with a bow tie. Because if I do at my funeral, bury me in my bow tie. Why? Because I'm a worst guy. Say what? I'm a worst guy.
And if I do at my funeral, bury me in my bow tie.
I'm a worst guy. Yeah. So we talk about December. We talk about shenanigans.
Rules and regulations.
Rules and regulations of December time, because we're getting into the holiday season. Before we get into it, for real, I don't feel like I'm ready to chill.
What do you mean?
Like, a lot of people are winding down.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm winding up.
That's because you're in your career, your line of work, you work 24/7, 365.
If you're not
on stage performing, if you're not, curating content for a podcast, you're doing back of house things.
In terms of
practicing. So, people tend to forget that even when you're practicing, you're still working.
Mm.
Even as long as your mind is on your work, you're working.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
And the beauty and the benefit of that is that you stay ready.
Mm.
You don't have to get ready.
Yeah, 100%.
Opportunity can knock at any time. These people who are knocking off during December time, somebody comes to you on the 29th of December and says, yo, look, I need you to do something on the 31st for a New Year's gig. Ah, now you've got Dololo content and you've got Dololo spirit and everything.
Yeah.
And you've just been chilling.
Yeah. Practice, 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 repeat.
Exactly.
That's honestly my motto. That's the only way to make it out here. There's no successful person who doesn't work hard.
Know that.
If you're looking for it, you have to be the best version of yourself before you can get to it.
Exactly.
But yeah, just on that note, I think for us entertainers, this is the time where we should be working the most, because we are the fun.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? People come to relax, and where they go to relax is where we go to work.
Mm.
Do you know? So that's also maybe why I also feel like, okay, now, there's all these gigs coming up, opening for John Firstmas, going to Cape Town Comedy Club next month, performing just before the year ends at Parker's Comedy Club, coming back here next year. It's like, this is the beginning of my 2018. I'm already in 2018, we're already in the future.
And this is also what contributes to your savagery, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, like, you from one city to the next, from one show to the next, whenever you get a time to do the things that make the condoms to be worn, then you do the things that make the condoms to be worn. You ain't got no time to say, listen, babe, I love you. I love you. Start a relationship. Hey, dog, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Let's carry on.
Yeah. So do you think it's a mistake to start a relationship during December?
Not necessarily a mistake. You never know when you're going to come across love. Mm. However, you need to be very, very cautious.
Mm.
Because
I feel like that December time is when I've met the coolest people, where I've had the dopest engagements, having drinks in Durban and the sun is rising on the beach, having a blaze, and you're like, these are the people, but it's almost like they're entirely different people from who they go back to being in February.
Yeah.
Or should I say March, because in February you're broke, so you're nobody.
Yes, if you're falling in love in December, you're already building up costs, because now February you must get Valentine's gifts.
Dog, imagine if you fall in love before Christmas. Now you have to get a Christmas gift, then you also have to get a Valentine's gift. Just poor love for a second. Keep it casual.
But to be honest with you as well, I think we have developed this culture of, it's just allowed. I mean, listen to the music now. There's this song that I know is going to be the main reason why people, the rate of people conceiving babies. This 2017 is going to be the highest for the past 10 years.
Why?
Omonye Pesco Omonye. Omonye Pesco Omonye. Omonye 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 Omonye. Ah, dog. No ways. One on top of it, another and another.
And another. I pay. Boy.
When is somebody going to come up with a song? Okaso Buffett. Okaso Buffett. Muna. Okaso Buffett.
Okaso Buffett.
Okaso Buffett.
Okaso Buffett.
Yes. That's what we... Where's the Lutando?
Yeah.
We should make December the same. We should treat December the same way we treat February.
Okay, but then what about the savages? I mean, because I used to be a savage. You used to be a savage.
No doubt.
We still savages in a different way.
Yeah.
It's just in terms of the people and saying fuck them and showing the way. But in terms of, the savagery lifestyle, the debauchery, the getting girls, whatever. What do we say to those people? Because I don't want to cut those people out, because I don't judge. You know, I don't judge anybody for any of their behavior. I'll tell you what I think about it, but I won't condemn you.
Yeah.
You know? So what are we saying? Are we saying December is what happens in December stays in December?
See, that's the attitude that most people have, but we're trying to change that narrative.
So we're trying to get rid of the savages, is that what you're saying? Getting rid of the savage mentality.
Yeah.
Because slowly, I think that's what leads to the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, you know, this mentality, because a lot of men have been complacent in savagery.
Exactly.
And being like, it's cool. So we're trying to alter that now.
Exactly.
All right. So no what happens in December stays in December.
No.
Okay, but then what about the fun part of it? I mean, what about the single people?
No, look.
Let's forget about cheating now. Let's just talk about people who are just having pure, unadulterated fun.
First and foremost, wrap it up. I repeat, wrap it up.
No truer words have been spoken on the worst gaze.
I watched Hungover. Mm. Oh, sorry, not Hungover. Knocked Up. Other day.
Wow. Yeah. Real movie.
You see? And, you know, that specific part when they actually got knocked up.
Mm.
He was about to put the condom on. And she was getting hasty, you know. Then I was also like, yo, she pulled him to her room, at her house where she was staying and wanted to have sex. And she was intoxicated. Mm. Now, this goes back to the whole consent thing that we were talking about.
Mm.
How, you know, gents, you need to also be careful during December because you think you're taking a girl home and it's going to be all la-di-da.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next thing you're going to end up being, you know, Louis C.K.
Yeah, but I've been in that situation before where, like, you know, you just want to get it on with the business. You know what I'm saying? So people really need to be careful because, you know, you'll feel like, the odds are so low.
Yeah, but the thing is, Murphy's Law exists. If whatever can go wrong, will go wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
so you gotta wrap it up. And there's people who are trying to trap you out here.
Exactly.
Especially if you're about to be a star.
Yeah. Remember that women are visionaries.
Yeah. They see more than men do a lot of the time. Hijack. Yeah. They're like, I know this one. So tola gahle.
Niggas, if you know that you're a low life and your woman is still with you and you've been a mumish, just look at your life. Unali potential. If she's still with you, unali potential.
Yeah. She won't stay with you if she doesn't see the potential. Yeah,
tap into that potential. Stop being a savage in December.
But they don't want my love, dog. They just want my potential. You know what I'm saying?
So I was saying, in Knocked Up the movie, you know, they were about to do, he was rolling on the condom, struggling like an amateur, you know, to get the condom on. And then she was like, just do it already.
Get on with it already.
You see, now that was moment. Misinterpreted. That's when he said, okay, that means take the condom off and just go blow zero.
Yeah, don't go blow zero. Yeah.
I'm telling you, if it takes 10 minutes to put a condom on, and it should take 10 minutes to put the condom on, don't just say, it's a slip.
Because the cost afterwards is way, way worse.
After that, you've got 9 months to prepare for the rest of your life.
Although, sidebar, condoms are also way too fucking expensive.
Yeah, I've seen these days. I mean, back in high school, not that I was, you know, fornicating in high school. I'm just saying.
Why you like? I'm calling you out. This nigga was bopsing girls in our showers in high school. Don't even let him lie to you. Rhea Biswe has been a savage. Been.
Babe, if you listen to this, you know, I've been an angel. That's why I went to St. Andrew's.
High school was so long ago, though. Yeah, that's a different
I'm a
time.
I'm a saint. You know. But yeah. Well,
yeah. No, we're just saying, like, you're not bopsing. You weren't bopsing in high school.
Yeah, I mean, back then condoms were like between 25 and 30 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So on average, that's about 10 rand a round.
A round, dog. I'm paying 10 rand a round.
Now, not that I was buying condoms. I just saw the price of condoms. I saw the price of condoms. And I'm like, it's like 35 to 40 bucks now.
Dude, like, especially if you want to go, like, high quality, man. Durex is, it's 50 bucks. I'm paying 15 rand for a round. Some of my rounds are like 15 seconds, bruh. I'm paying 1 rand for a second of six.
Here's a story, all right? There was a friend of mine. I won't mention any names because no nigga deserves to be thrown under the bridge like that, especially going into December knowing the savage that he is.
Yeah.
So this guy thinks he's all cool and, you know, I know how to please the ladies. Cool. You know? He's in the bedroom with the lady. You know, he's turning up the heat, turning up the volume, busy doing the foreplay. But the thing is, foreplay also has a time limit on it. If you go too long, fucked up. If you don't do it for a certain amount of time, you fucked up. So you have to be within a specific range.
Yeah.
This guy went overboard, you know. His Charlie was hard as a fucking rock, harder than Table Mountain. Eventually, when it's time to put the condom on, same time that whole rolling down made him jizz because of his own hand and the lubrication of the condom, and he finished. Now the lady is sitting there, you know, as wet as the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Titanic is not even going to enter. So now
it's a useless ocean.
You know, it's a useless ocean. The ship is going down. It's just a bad situation. So, gents, heed my advice.
Yeah.
Make sure your foreplay isn't too long, but make sure it's still present.
Yeah, listen to Sex Talk, Jonty Soul here at Cliff's Edge on Fridays. He's got all the advice.
All of this.
I won't even lie to you, man. Ever since Sex Talk with this guy, my sex game has been on levels. Levels. I'm not going to try to be those niggas and say, I make a girl come every time, because I know y'all ladies be faking it out here. But I just say, like, my experience of it is so different now. It's more about intimacy than about, Anya, say my name, bitch. You know, it's none of that shit anymore.
Yeah, I feel
there's a whole different ball game being played.
We on levels now.
Yeah. And this is partly what is leading me back to that thing of, like, you know, finding that soulmate or finding that one person that you can make a connection with, build that connection, go through the peaks and the troughs together. You know, all the way to the end. Because I really, like, I've had the fun, man. Like, I've genuinely had the bops, I've had the drugs, I've had everything. And there's always, that shit is always going to be there.
Sounds like you went to Rhodes.
Yeah, I did indeed. But that shit is always going to be there. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Real
shit, that's the stuff that a lot of people don't even find. So now I'm trying to put my energy, my vision, my focus aligned with that thing, because I'm afraid I'll never find it. Because you can easily get lost in that source.
I think people tend to get lost in it more and more in December also, because they're just trying to, like you said, let go of the pressures of the year. Although I still don't see that as a valid reason.
Yeah, because listen, when it comes to the pressures of the year, I don't think you should have to have a holiday from your life. If you have to take holidays, like I have to get out of it. I need a holiday.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're living the wrong life.
Yeah.
Because your life should be a holiday. You are on planet motherfucking Earth. Do you know how dope it is here?
This is a gift.
Like, this is the dopest shit. There isn't life for millions of years, millions of light years around us. Like, everywhere else outside of where we are is shit. Everywhere else, you know. So I don't think you should feel like you need a holiday from life. I definitely do think you need breaks, just in terms of saying, whew, I'm recuperating, I'm resting.
Yeah.
Because naps. You need rest. Yeah, naps. It's like naps. You don't need to sleep, you just need to take naps. You know what I'm saying? So I don't agree with that idea of saying, I'm going to let it all go during December. Let it go now. Be who you are now.
Yeah.
And then in December, when the other people are doing it as well, it just feels amplified.
You see that, and it boils down to exactly what you just said now. Being who you are. Be true to who you are. Not just during a specific time of the year, but all around.
Yeah. And that's something that's really difficult to do. But we're here to help you. We're the worst guys. We trying every day. It's something that you work on every single day.
Top three, you know, key pointers of advice that you would give to anybody this coming December.
That's a difficult one. Okay, don't drink and drive.
Yeah,
definitely number one. Number two.
But this is South Africa-ish.
Yeah, no, but we've got to change that mentality.
Yeah,
we've got it. So don't drink and drive. That shit is fucked up. And I could be sober on the road, and then you are just
here. Honestly speaking, as a driver, you don't just drive for yourself, you drive for you and the cars around you.
Yeah, you there's lives around you. You are driving a death machine. That's what cars are. I can't wait till humanity gets to the point where we realize how stupid cars are. But that's another topic altogether. We'll actually speak about that one day. But yeah, don't drink or drive, condomize, and have fun. Because we mustn't forget, like, fun is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the problem with fun is that it takes place in dangerous environments. We like living on the edge. That's what we like as human beings. We like living on the knife edge because we know that we could lose it all at any moment.
I was talking to girlfriend in a Russian accent. I tell her, me, I give good time. Good time, only good time, no bad time.
Yeah.
I tell her too much good time, not so good. Too much good time equal bad time. So good time, cap.
Yeah.
Restriction.
Yeah, just know yourself. Know your limits.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one to add. If we're doing a fourth, a pro bono one, I'll give you a free one. Know your limits. Because I know it's... Why is it so hard to accept the party is over? That's from Cesar. Because, like, it really is hard to accept. Like, the party ends, man. After this, real life goes on. And you need to be able to realize when it's time to call it.
Yeah.
You know? Because the party won't last forever. Nothing lasts forever.
When is no when to quit.
Yeah. 100%. Anyway, it's going to be a summertime. It's going to be a vibe. And we hope you guys are having a great December. And a great year, actually. Fuck it just being December. Do you know what I'm saying?
Was Norah Jones, Summertime. This is Eddie Zonde on Metro FM. I've got a caller on the line.
That song you just played touched my soul, Eddie.
Yes, pulling Norah Jones.
Ngiyamthanda Norah, yes.
Mina ngiyakuthanda. Thank you.
Wow, that was a beautiful piano solo, man, by Norah Jones. Damn, I wish I could play the piano like that. In fact, I'm going to play the piano like that. You know, one of my favorite things in the world is being able to do something that you weren't able to before. You know, you realize that you are really capable of doing anything you want in the world.
All I know is I will never let my lady around any man who knows how to play the piano.
Hey, man, those fingers are going to do damage.
Nope, not my
the
lady.
Piano and the saxophone. Yes, sir, my boy. I was in the chamber choir and we had this guy, Paul. He was from France and he played the saxophone. Watching that, what that guy could do with his tongue and his breath and his fingers as well, I was like, no. You may be some skinny, scrawny, glasses-wearing motherfucker, but I won't even introduce you to my woman. I'll skip you like I don't even know you. This is Rehab. This is Chris. This is... Oh, no, never mind about this guy. I'll skip you now. I don't have time for that. I don't have time because all bros is frivolous. Homies can get their dividends.
Oh,
let me tell you the truth. Everybody's talking about fuck boys. Let's not hide the fact that there are just as many fuck girls out here as there are fuck boys. Don't let them lie to you. Human being, yeah, man. Let's be real. Anyway, let's get into some news stories that have caught our attention. There's only one real story that we're going to have a chat about soon. And here we are, baby.
Hey, at it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young Sarah. Extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy.
All right. So Mugabe has resigned as the president of Zimbabwe, which is fantastic news. Fantastic news on a lot of fronts. But can I say something about this? And I might get a lot of flack from it.
Speak your mind.
But I actually kind of like the dude.
All right.
I kind of like his ideology in the sense of Africa first, you know, Africans first, and kind of taking over the oppression that has been bestowed upon African people. Granted, he fucked up while he was leading.
He fucked up.
Granted, he did, but his ideas around Afrocentricity are real. And it's something that we as a people, funny enough, a lot of Zimbabwean people that I've spoken to, especially in my time in university, we did have a lot of university students from Zimbabwe at Rhodes. And at that time, I didn't get it, but they actually the ones who ignited this idea in me. They'll tell you they actually love Mugabe. And at the time, I was so surprised. I was like, how can you love Mugabe? I mean, like, he's been a dictator. He's been this and this and that. But you know, he's an educated man. He's an educated man. And I guess that's why he's been able to stay in power for so long. Knowledge is power. Because you don't just stay in power for 37 years being an idiot.
Man's not young. I told you, man's not young.
Yeah. So, I really do think it's great for the country. I think change is good. I think growth is good. But damn, man, I know, like... I saw a tweet from Deep Fried Man, actually. He's like, yeah, we're all assholes, but at least I hope when I retire, the people aren't marching and protesting in the streets because of it, you know? Like, we can be assholes, but don't be protesting in the streets about how trash I was. But what do you take of the whole situation?
You know me and my views in politics. So,
Hey, man,
it's just another leader that's gone out of power to me. It's like, all right, cool. So who's next?
Bro? Yeah, which other shit is coming next?
Who's next?
And it is Mangwangwa. He's the guy who's coming in next. He was actually fired as the deputy president. Then Mugabe retires and now he's going back in. So he's having an absolutely crazy week the last couple of weeks, or should I say rather, it's been crazy for him, man.
And now what everybody needs to realize as well, that as soon as this guy, you know, obviously gets inaugurated and properly put in place as president, when he starts fulfilling his duties, he's got a lot of shortfall to cover before he can actually start implementing the work that he wants to do.
Yeah, it's a lot like the apartheid regime and the government that we have now.
Yeah.
You know, we put so much pressure on the ANC to be this, you know, amazing liberation government, but we're cleaning up so much shit. The apartheid regime left a lot of shit to be cleaned. So that's going to take some time. People still feel like they need to get what's there. So the right leadership is going to take some time. You know, I think the same thing is going to happen in Zimbabwe. They're going to struggle for the next couple of years.
And that president, you know, Mangwangwa, he's going to feel like a child for a while, because they're going to give him such flack. But hey, man, it's part and parcel of being the president. If you can't handle the heat, get the fuck out the kitchen, man.
Exactly. So here are a couple of quotes that I actually am enjoying from this guy. On coming to power, this is Mugabe on News 24. He says, "It could never be correct justification that because the whites oppressed us yesterday when they had power, the blacks must oppress them today." Bars on coming to power. That's what he's saying. I think that's bars. On seizing farms, "You are now our enemies because you really have behaved as enemies of Zimbabwe. We are full of anger. Our entire community is angry. And that is why we now have the war veterans seizing land." That was in 2000. On Britain, former colonial ruler, "The British were brought up as a violent people, liars, scoundrels, and crooks. I am told that Tony," the former British Prime Minister, "Tony Blair was a troublesome little boy at school." This is 2001. Okay, so he does have some bars.
Yeah.
He does have some bars, but this is where I think he starts to get a little bit crazy. On gay people, he says, worse than pigs and dogs. Those who do it, we will say they are wayward. It's just madness. Hey. Insanity. That was in 2010. Dog, in 2010, you were this sleep. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I'm not even going to say anything.
Hey, dog, you better trademark it before I jack it. As you were saying, I want a jacket for life. Oh, shit. Here's a big one. This is on Nelson Mandela. Here's a quote. Mandela has gone a bit too far in doing good to the non-black communities. Really, in some cases, at the expense of blacks.
Woo!
That's being too saintly. Too good. That's in 2013. So, understand where I'm coming from when I say there are ideas from Mugabe that we can take and use and learn from. Because it relates so much to our current struggle, the things that he is saying.
Yeah.
Maybe Mandela was too nice. People are still protesting with apartheid flags out here freely, happily. The police ain't shooting them down, you know? So there are things that we can take away from his regime that I think we can implement and do better, you know? I think he failed with the dictatorship and the way, you know, the country was run overall. But let's not forget that Africa has been undermined.
Yeah, true.
And it's time for us to rise. So, let's see. I think it's good for Africa as a whole that Zimbabwe is now liberated of this guy because, obviously, economic investment. Now the white people are back in. The white people are running back from London. It's like, hey, let's go get our farms back, baby.
But also now, too much good time, bad time. Can't let too many good time. Because too much good time is bad time.
Yeah.
Not too many of them in, bruh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Otherwise, it goes back to what it was before.
Yeah, man. So let's see how it goes for them. But I really do think it's good for the African continent as a whole. Because I think Zimbabwe is actually a top fiver on the African continent. Top fiver. I'd go South Africa first, obviously. Nigeria second. It's difficult from here. Maybe Egypt. Tanzania, maybe. And then Zimbabwe. Oh, who else is flourishing? Swaziland. Ah, no, but actually, no. Let's just say Zimbabwe is up there. It's so beautiful, man. People are really going to go back for that land. I can guarantee you. You see, and that's also another thing that we can take from it. You know, the whole the land debate.
I know.
He started it.
I saw, well, you know, you were talking about how, although Mugabe did do a lot of shit, there was some good that he did. I saw a clip of Julius Malema talking, and he was just like, you know, the white man, he mustn't get too happy when we are saying, yeah, Zuma must fall, Zuma must fall. Because they think that we're in support of that. Yes, we are. But Zuma is just, you know, a stepping stone to what they are actually trying to achieve. Which still is, come for the land, yeah. But Zuma must fall.
Yeah.
Still, Zuma must fall.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, man. So that's how we feel about it. Please do hit us up with your comments on social media at any point in time. If you're listening to the podcast, just hit us up on Twitter at the_worst_guys. And yeah, let us know, man. Let us know how you feel about this whole situation. And then we'll get back to you. We're pretty good on social media with responding to the peeps. And yeah, thank you so much to everybody who likes our page, who follows us. There's so much love, dude. And
this has been an incredible year. Yeah. I can't wait for 2018.
Me neither. Man, I remember when the only people who fucks with us were our friends. You know, because they couldn't believe, like, oh shit, this is actually happening. We've got a show on Cliff Central and it's happening every week. So our friends used to download our podcast and support us and call in the studio. But now we literally have fans, people who didn't know us from nothing and who are now part of the revolution. That is the worst, guys. So thank you so much. We really do appreciate all the love. And yeah, talk to us. We're here. We ain't hiding. We're here for you. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to deal with all the problems in this world. Because the way you live your life matters. Believe that. And what we're trying to do here matters. You matter. All right? Anyway, it's been a dope-ass show.
Yeah, yo.
Please take care of yourself in the summertime. Even though the living is easy. You take it easy, man. Before you get God out here. These streets can be cold. They can be very, very cold. So anyway, we're going to wrap up with the Worst Guy Cypher as we always do. Just found a young pizza. A young pizza. Let's see what it's got for us. We have no idea what it's going to be like, but we're going to do it for you, right? We're going to come up with a track right here on the spot. Worst.
Hey.
Roll one hey. Up for the summertime.
Oh.
Roll one up for the summertime. Just roll one up for the summertime. Roll one up for the summertime.
The sun is out and the sun is shining so sublime. So many memories, the waves crashing on the ocean. I'm here, I'm singing like I'm Frank Ocean. I'm just going with the motion. Get me my potion, gin and juice. You know I like to get a little loose when I'm dancing on the deep floor. The lights shining bright. It's okay, I must just take this girl home tonight. Cause I mean, I know the game can be so dangerous, but I'm feeling good, feeling so flagrant. So let's do what we do in the bedroom, cause it's summertime, dude.
Roll one up for the summertime. Roll one up for the summertime. Roll one up for the summertime. Roll one up for the summertime.
Hey, put all of the past and all of the things that didn't last up in the blunt and roll it up and just light it up for the summertime. Just pass it around for the summertime. Hey, take two pulls and pass it to your partner on your left side. Everybody knows that's the best side. Hey, cause that's the side where your heart resides. So make sure that the best side is passed
roll
on.
Roll one up for the summertime. Roll one up for the summertime. Roll one up for the summertime.
Mark and Judy, hit it with a vocal.
Roll one up for the summertime. Roll one up for the summertime. Roll one up for the summertime.
Yeah, it's the Worst Guys here every Wednesday. We hope you had a good show with us.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Yeah. Cliffcentral.com.